Howdy fan, Making 8 Rodeo Network is proud to present the Making 8 Morning Show. I'm your host, Scott Mesick. It is time to sit back, get a grip, because the show starts right about now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
When the gates come open and they let in the crowd, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got my flip on, stomped and couldn't win it. Still I got back up, bared down, and
go ahead and say I won't. The game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't.
Well, good morning, rodeo fans and Making 8 maniacs, and of course our Bucky Roos. Man, I'm telling you, welcome back to the Making 8 Morning Show here on a Monday. Wow, what a weekend Making 8 Rodeo Network has had as we officially launched the new and exciting things that we have going on right here. I don't even know where to start. It was so overwhelming. And I'm still running on adrenaline because I'm telling you, our lack of sleep, we had very little sleep this weekend. But we definitely rocked. And, you know, there's so much rodeo and bull riding we got to talk about this weekend or from this weekend. But, man, I got to really start off by first off thanking Long Necker Bucking Bulls, Circle A Rodeo Company, for putting on a fantastic rodeo. And I'm going to tell you what, we had a rodeo like I have not seen in quite some time there Saturday night. And if you guys missed it, you can catch the archives there here on making8rodeo.com. And just go on down to the archive channel. It's on Making 8 TV, and you guys can catch all the action there. But, you know, we, despite the issues that we may have run into out there, I will tell you that this has got to be one of the most successful weekends we have had, and we're going to talk a lot about it. We had some maniacs here on board with us. We had other members and you know, friends of Making 8 Rodeo Network there with us. It was just... you could not have put together a better production, a better group of people to really make this thing happen. Although we wish we would have had a lot more fans out there or some of our maniacs out there that just couldn't be there, and we understand. I've got to say that we really enjoyed, you know, the company of everybody out there and just had ourselves a fantastic time. Cannot wait. This is just the start. We're hitting the road, and I'm telling you, I believe we're going to be busy. We are booking rodeo events. We impacted Guthrie, Oklahoma, and we had a direct impact. And I'm proud to say that we were able to be a part of this, and we continue. We hope to continue to do many, many more events like this. You know, that's the special thing about making8rodeo.com is the fact that we will work with so many different rodeo associations, and we will help bring your rodeo to the general public. We want to impact your event. We want to make those events big for the fans and enjoyable and bring a new twist. And we did that. We've accomplished that. And we're going to continue to keep working at it. We're going to get better at it. And we're going to make some big things happen. So anyhow, it was just It really was. It was overwhelming. We're going to talk with some of the guys. We may have some callers call in. We do want to open up the phone lines for you fans as well. If you guys have questions or you guys want to talk about some of the things that you saw or heard or the pictures that are posting up on Facebook, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We want to hear from you guys. We want to know what you guys think about it. We want to know what kind of impressions we made on you fans that were able to tune in, or maybe you were there in Guthrie, Oklahoma, and you're listening to us right now. We definitely want to hear from you. This was just a great event. It was really nice to see the 89er Days Rodeo have so much success and really, you know, it was despite, you know, rodeo issues. I mean, this was one of the first rodeos, the spring rodeos of the season. So a lot of guys were just kind of getting tuned up. We know that Brett Weldon was there. We know that Brandon Wren was there. Kurt Bullseye Davis was there. We've got pictures posted on our Facebook pages. Now, you know, we've got Bucky the Bull that was out there, obviously. And I'm going to tell you what, we're just so proud to finally be able to piece this thing together and really put forth what we have set out to do in so many different ways. So you guys make sure to hang tight. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to kind of recap what all took place. We're going to talk about the PBR as they were in Des Moines, Iowa this weekend. We've got a lot of rodeo, a lot of bull riding to talk about right here on the Making 8 Morning Show, but we have got to get things fired up. I'm telling you, we're still trying to recover. It is Monday, and we have got to get the work week off to a good start. So make sure to stay tuned. You guys are listening to the Making 8 Morning Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
That's right, fans, it's G-Money Rodeo time. Scott here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network, and I want to invite you down to the third annual G-Money Rodeo Series from Miami, Oklahoma, April 26th through the 28th. After Friday night's performance, stick around for a dance with DJ, special needs rodeo on Saturday, and then don't miss the action. Jason Savory and Two Steps Back. That's right, one great rodeo performance, two great concerts, all for one admission. Bucky the Bull will be there, along with the entire Making 8 Rodeo Network, broadcasting live. For more information, contact Steve Gessert at 918-683-1988, or check out gmoneyrodeo.com. So come hang out with Making 8 and the entire G-Money Rodeo crew, April 26th through the 28th in Miami, Oklahoma, and we'll see you at the rodeo.
Clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead, trying to recover from another wild weekend, chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. But it sure is Monday. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but it's all over now, and it sure is Monday. Ooh, I got to the job site at 9:15.
Welcome back to the Making Eight Morning Show right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network and MakingEightRodeo.com. Well, I've got to tell you, going back to it, okay, so here is the deal. Friday, we kicked things off. Now, we got to Guthrie, Oklahoma, actually Thursday night, started setting up the studio and getting things geared up and ready. Man, you know, it was just real exciting, and started getting everything ready. Well, Friday come around, and the weather turned out to be really good for us. It was a little overcast, but turned out to be just right for the broadcast. So we started getting the ball rolling, and of course, you know, as most of you know, if you're able to watch the video broadcast or able to follow along with the post, we had, of course, Miss Emily was here, drove all the way down from Minnesota last week, and she's still here with us, actually hanging out in the studio with us right now. And we also had Katie Bartlett from True Cowboy Radio. Now, as most of you know, True Cowboy Radio and Making Eight Rodeo has, you know, we have been working together for quite an extensive period of time. And Katie Bartlett has been one. We have co-hosted shows together, and she is fantastic. And there's obviously been a great amount of chemistry there, you know, in us being able to work together. Well, Katie wanted the opportunity to come down here and actually, you know, work with us firsthand during our broadcast. And I'm telling you, we couldn't have possibly asked her to do what she was able to do. I mean, she is so talented, and I spent more time learning from her this weekend. It was just, I mean, top notch. Some of the interviews and things that she had done, you know, giving us some insight as to the events that we were leading into, was absolutely great. Plus her Australian accent and, you know, pretty face. We just had so much fun down here, you know, and she really latched on with everybody and really was made part of the Making Eight Rodeo family. And that was just huge. So we, you know, we absolutely, you know, did the best things that we could have done, and could not thank Katie enough for spending that time with us and being a part of it. She really did. She just absolutely, went above and beyond and really showed us all her talents. And I just look forward to spending many more rodeos with her. Now, I'm not going to catch up with her. She had a long drive back yesterday, and I have not seen her back online. I'm assuming that she is still sleeping in, and rightfully so, because that young lady really worked her tail off down there in Guthrie for the 89er days. But going to it, Frank Skidmore, you know, obviously he's been brought in as our partner here and handled so much of the production of the webcast that we brought to you live on MakingEightRodeo.com. And I could not thank Frank for the work that he's done. Now, you know, this was our first real big event of the season. We had one last week that we were able to do the benefit bull ride for Tanner Klaus, and that was a great event. We're still working through some of these issues, you know. I mean, it's just a matter of getting things started. Now, we've upgraded our systems, and it's just a matter of finding out how it's going to all work together, you know. We're still trying to piece it, and we want to bring you the best productions possible, and we're going to continue to keep striving to do that. I think that what we did this week was an upgrade from last week. We learned some things. We have to make some more adjustments, especially with our audio. But we're going to continue to do that. And Frank is going to work more. You know, he learned so much this weekend, and even I did, you know, about how we're going to put these things together and get these things out there. We still got to continue to work at it, and we're going to most definitely do that. But we're going to, you know, there's so much more that is coming to you here in these next few weeks with our live coverages, our DVDs. We've got DVDs now that we're making accessible. So, and I've got to tell you, the work that we have to do this week is just phenomenal. Not only do we have to get prepared and ready for Miami, Oklahoma, but we still have to catch up on a bunch of things from Guthrie, Oklahoma. So, You know, it's just one of those things. But I've got to thank Frank Skidmore for jumping on board with us. He's great to have and you know, a true asset to the Making 8 Rodeo Network. So along with him, Katie Bartlett, you know. But then we had so many other guys that do their own program that took the time out to work with Making 8 Rodeo. And, you know, for them to all be a part of the Making 8 Rodeo family was just huge. You know, getting started, we had Brett Weldon, as he was behind the microphone all weekend. Now, if you guys had the opportunity to hear his introductions, oh, gave me chills both nights. Saturday night, though, with the crowd, the atmosphere that was there, it was rodeo. And, you know, it was just something that, you know, for Brett to take that time out to spend with us and to spend, you know, to be there before, during, after the rodeo to help us any way he could was just phenomenal. And got to thank him and his family for spending time out there with us and his kids and our kids. Man, they hung out and played together, and it was just a great rodeo family. We've also got guys like, you know, Kirk Bullseye Davis. And, you know, although he was out there in the arena entertaining, he spent so much time working with the Making 8 Rodeo crew. And, you know, well, speak of the clown, I do believe we may have Kirk Davis on the line. So let's see if we can't bring him on and find out what he thought about Guthrie, Oklahoma. Kirk, are you with us?
I'm here, man.
Wow. Have you recovered fully from the weekend?
No, I think I'm a little road-pounded. I'm still driving and coming back to Oklahoma to work with some people down in Oklahoma on their horses. But, wow, what a weekend. It was a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun with Brett and you and your family. And it was a great start to our rodeo season. And I don't know, you know, how do you go from here?
I know it. I mean, it's like, you know, we sit back and obviously getting things started, we started off with a bang. Both yourself, myself, you know, Friday night's performance, although the crowd was a little down, we really had a lot of fun, and it gave us an opportunity to really start putting in action what we were all about. Now, you know, this was your first rodeo of the season. What did you think of your performance and how the event went?
Oh, it was really good. Friday night, like you said, the crowd was down, but it was a good start to getting some of our new stuff out. We've also got some new acts coming that we didn't even debut this weekend. Got a new bell coming. Wasn't ready for this performance, but it'll be ready for our next one. But, you know, Saturday night, oh, my gosh, what a crowd. You know, I was just sitting talking to Jody on the way home. We met people from Germany, from Asian countries. I met a little girl from, you know, up around Greenland. I mean, it wasn't just the Oklahoma fans. They had fans from all over the world, and it was so much fun. And, you know, not even just our rodeo family, but those families that come from all over the world just to see a rodeo right there in Guthrie, Oklahoma, what a great opportunity.
Oh, you know, you were right. They actually brought a tour bus in, and you know, that was huge for them to experience, you know, the rodeo firsthand and to see what we do out here and to be entertained so much, you know, by yourself, by Bucky, by Brett Weldon. Man, I'm telling you, I don't think they could have put together a better performance there in Guthrie. Circle A Rodeo, Long Necker Bucking Bulls really did a fantastic job. What do you think?
You know, the stock was great. They had some really, really ranked bulls. You know, the rough stock was good. The cowboys were great. Fast horses, fast cowgirls. I mean, the whole weekend was awesome. You know, you were talking about all the people behind the scenes that don't get noticed. You know, people like your wife that cooked all weekend. You know, it's a thankless job. But I'll tell you what, for somebody like me that goes out and performs all night and the stress of getting ready and the makeup and the lights and everything, and then to be able to just take it all off and sit down and relax to, you know, burgers and hot dogs. You made some incredible salads. I mean, it was awesome. And, you know, I got a shout out to a girl back home. Her name's Ashley Archer. if I did. She's right there in Farmington, does embroidery and custom sewing. So, you know, I'll post her stuff on the Facebook. If, you know, if anything, anybody needs something there. The girls with the cutting crew actually did cut my hair. They got behind me, and they were trying on my costumes and letting her pin. I mean, it was huge for, you know, my hometown to get behind me. I can't wait to get home to, you know, Westville, Concord, some of those close to home for where they can come out and actually see me. But, you know, there's a lot of people behind the scenes. My biggest shout-out is to my girlfriend, Jody McClellan. I mean, she's right there helping me change costumes in the performance. She's just a super champ and a huge fan, and you know, I can't tell her how much I appreciate her being there and helping me drive home because, dude, I was ragged.
Oh, I know it. I know it. Well, let's talk about that, man. You know, yeah, I couldn't say enough. You were looking pretty sharp out there. With the, you know, now I got to say, the costume was great, but putting it on your legs, man, that Richard Simmons outfit you threw on Friday night, oh, boy. I'll tell you, now the fans got a kick out of it, and how much fun was it to get the fans on their feet with Richard Simmons, Bucky the Bull, you know? Oh, it was fantastic. I loved it.
You know, it was really funny. It was, you know, it was one of those things, we talked about it for a couple of weeks, got razzed about my leg. But, you know, just to bring some new stuff that nobody's seen before, we've got a new makeup scheme this year. It looks a whole lot easier to get on. You know, some new costumes, my solo cup. Hopefully I can keep my girlfriend because everybody likes to party with a red solo cup. And, you know, the neat thing about it is we haven't even brought out the big guns. I've got, you know, Shadow, my little dog. He's actually got a stage name. We call him Popcorn in the rodeo scene. You know, I've got Bullseye. He's Popcorn. He's going to debut probably in the next couple of rodeos. I've got, you know, a tractor skit coming out and some pyro. I mean, this was huge, but we haven't even brought out the big acts yet. So I'm really looking forward to some of the next few rodeos, and especially working with Brett. I mean, you can't hurt that any more professional announcers than Brett Weldon and Brandon Wren. I mean, two of the top guns to work side by side with both of them in the same arena and yourself. I mean, it's going to be really hard to top the 89 rodeo. I mean, I'm just looking forward to the whole season.
Oh, I know it. I know it. This is going to be, if Guthrie, Oklahoma and the 89er Days rodeo is any idea or any clue as to how the rest of the rodeo season is going to go for all of us, man, we're just going to have so much fun out here and really just, man, we're going to really be able to entertain rodeo fans and be at these events all over. It's just going to be fantastic, man. I look forward to many more working with you. I've got to ask you, are the dork fishing out there biting today?
Are the dork fishing? You know, the funny thing is I caught a dork this last night, but it took me 2 corn dogs at home.
And it was
really funny. We were getting ready to just settle down for the evening, and I looked at Jody and I said, you know, I don't want to cook. I know you don't want to cook. Let me run to Sonic and get us something to eat. And I said, what do you want? And she said, 2 corn dogs. And I said, wow. Who knows that? I didn't just turn around and cast the other direction. I'd have caught her Saturday night.
I know it. That's right. Well, you did end up catching a bull out there, you know, Saturday night during the dork fishing. I think Bucky was a little hungry at the time and decided he was going to try to run off with your bait.
Yeah, get that. I mean, look at that. I go fishing with my good friend Bucky the Bull, and he ends up trying to eat the bait. I'm like, come on, Bucky, what's up with that? Look at that time in the rodeo. I reached through the gate and he's got my arm in his mouth. I'm like, wow. I thought I was going to have to do some bullhugging right there and take him to the ground. But, you know, speaking of it and taking him to the ground, during the calf scramble, he was dead on Saturday night. I mean, he got mauled. It looked like a mosh pit. I mean, kids all over him. I had to just jump in there and save the bull. How weird is that? Usually you're saving the bull rider from the bull. I had to save the bull from the kids.
I know it, and you know, I have first off, I have got to thank you, because that bull, Bucky the Bull, was out there up to his no good shenanigans, decided he was going to run out there in the arena with no clothes on. I mean, what, you know, and you were fortunately able, you had your rope out there in the arena and was able to get him out on Friday night. Saturday night, it was you and those kids ended up tackling him. And if it wasn't for the rodeo clown saving him, man, I'm telling you, I think everybody would have been eating Bucky burgers that night because those kids, they just dogpiled him.
That's right. I mean, you know, Bucky, I don't know what he was thinking, you know, streaking out there on a family event. But, you know, I gotta give kudos to the guys that are ripping those big bulls and dragging them out of the arena because, you know, I roped Bucky and tried to drag him out. My horse just lost a lot of wind coming out of the arena because I just, towards the end, I didn't think I was going to make the gate to get him out.
I know, and he is a fast little thing, isn't he? I'll tell you, for a bull his size, he can run, can't he?
He can. I mean, he doesn't look like a very big bull, but it takes a lot to get him out of the arena. And they just have a lot of fun. But, I can't imagine what our next rodeo is going to be all about.
I know it. Well, you know, Bullseye, I got to tell you, man, sitting back, and I know Bucky really had a lot of fun with you Saturday night. We were able to sit down and sign autographs and do some pictures with the fans out there. And, you know, and just like you said, you know, your family, you know, Jody and yourself and us and Brett and Brandon, you know, we all got to get together and just kind of cook out. And thanks to Kelly for cooking up some burgers and steaks and hot dogs for us. Man, we really had a good time out there. And I can only imagine, man, this is just the beginning of our 2012 season. And just look forward to so many more with you out there. I really think that this is just the tip of the iceberg, man. I think by the end of 2012, we're going to look back and go, wow, what kind of year have we all had, you know?
Oh, yeah, I can't imagine it. You know, and you had it down the road in Miami, Oklahoma, to some good friends of mine, Steve Gussert and the G-Money Rodeo Gay. You know, I know Brett's not going to be there. Monty Stevie, I've worked with him. What an outstanding announcer. He's another one that I look forward to doing a big kind of a reunion up in Barnesville the first part of August. I hope everybody in Oklahoma comes up there. You know, that's kind of where I got my start last year. It was kind of a bucket list, and it just, you know, kind of a godly thing, and it turned into a huge start for my rodeo career. But we're gonna have a huge reunion with Monty Stevie and the G Money gang, but you're gonna actually be there next weekend in Miami, and I hear that's gonna be one heck of a rodeo. I'm sorry that I'm gonna have to miss it. I'm gonna be actually in Bentonville, Arkansas, doing a deal with Jeff Lee in the college circuit finals.
Wow. Well, I know it's going to be exciting for you. And, yeah, we're certainly going to miss you out there in Miami, Oklahoma. And, you know, that G-Money Rodeo gang is top-notch. And, obviously, you know, we got a little bit of a preview with Brendan Wren being out there. And although I don't know how much he's going to be behind the microphone with Monty Stevie being there, Brendan is going to be a huge factor. And he's such a big part of that G-Money Rodeo crew. And, man, you bet it's going to be one that most fans are not going to want to miss. But just like you're saying there in August, and who knows, maybe Bucky the Bull and the Making 8 Rodeo Network will be up there, you know, and we can get up there and spend some time with you guys as well.
Well, you know, the nice thing about it is after I get finished with the night and we're kind of sitting back chilling and waiting for the next performance, we can always go to the archives and catch you guys on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And that's what a lot of people don't understand is, yeah, you may miss it. I got a son that's in Djibouti, Africa. I want to give a shout-out to him and all his Navy buddies. They actually get a chance to go back and archive, and they can watch the 89er and any of the Making 8 Rodeos. And so, you know, with $1,100 added money on the line, you can guarantee that there's going to be some pretty good stock contracts, and you know the rough stock's going to be good. The Cowboys are going to come out. I mean, it's going to be one heck of a rodeo.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Kirk, I got to thank you, man, for taking the time out here to jump on board with us. And I know you're heading. You know, it's kind of funny is you left Oklahoma yesterday, you got back over to Arkansas, and now you're turning around and heading back here to Oklahoma today. But man, you know, it's all about the rodeo life and getting out there and making a living so we can go hit the rodeos on the weekends.
Absolutely. You know, I just want to tell your fans and everybody out there, they can go on to Facebook, go to Blue Vine the Rodeo Clown, hit like, and they can keep up with where we're going to be. And just go on and, you know, today I'd like to see if they just go on there and say, hey, I heard you on the Making 8 Network, and just give a shout-out, hit the like, and hope to see them next time we come down. You know, we had a lot of kids at the parade come up and say, hey, we saw you at the parade, you know, get a bullseye sticker, get a come in at the end and sign some autographs. I mean, you can't have any more fun than we did at the rodeo. One thing I would like to say is first go out to the rodeo cowboy that got hurt on this weekend. And also the one that's down at Oklahoma City, Tanner, I'd like to be there with you today when you went there. But unfortunately, it just didn't work out for us to do that. But our prayers are with him and his family and hope he gets, you know, a whole lot better, a whole lot sooner.
Yeah, absolutely, Kirk, and we appreciate that. I know him and his family also appreciates that. And, you know, despite the few injuries that we did have out there this weekend, it did turn out to be a fantastic event. And, you know, you just can't say enough about the production there that Circle A Rodeo Company and Longnecker Bucking Bulls put on. And, man, I just look forward to many more this year and being able to work with you guys as well. Man, I appreciate the shout outs and you got to thank those guys that, you know, the whole staff that came together and helped put together your stuff for this 2012 season. And we look forward to seeing all that you have to offer out here, you know, as your barrel gets done and we're able to get out and see more of your acts this season.
Absolutely. You know, Scott, we'll hook up again down the line. We've also got some dates open, so some of the stock contractors or some of those around the club committee are looking for a funny man. They can go on to the Facebook, hit that. My phone number's there. They can hit me on a Facebook message. But, you know, we've still got a few dates left, so be sure and have them hit me up, and that way we can fill up our dates. Like I said, it's filling up quick, but I still have a few dates left. Scott, I appreciate you letting me come on this morning. I want to shout out to all the fans out there. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for supporting Making 8 Rodeo, and thank you for doing what you do with Bucky and everything, because, you know, it just adds to the rodeo world, and people don't understand is, you know, if you've never been a part of the rodeo scene, the rodeo family, you're really missing out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not just what happens in the arena with us working together and being out there, but it's what happens outside of the arena and spending time together like we have all weekend long. Not only with us as you know, guys participating in the rodeo, but even the fans, you know. We've got Emily here, one of our Making 8 maniacs and huge supporters. And, man, that is what it's all about, is spending time with the rodeo family. And we got to do a lot of that this weekend. And Kirk, we definitely do, man. We appreciate all that you do for the rodeo industry. And, you know, you're so talented, man. This is just the beginning of your career. As you just got started last year, I just know that this thing is going to go nothing but up for you because, man, you know, like I said, the talent is there. And you definitely have shown the world, you know, right here on Making 8 Rodeo exactly what you can do. It's been great. So we hope that the fans and the rodeo committees are definitely taking a look at it.
I appreciate it. You know, it's just one of those things where if I had known 20 years ago that I could have this much fun and be, you know, such an impact on some young kids' lives, I'd have done this 20 years ago. But, you know, God has a plan for us, and he's been good to me up until this time, and now he's showing me a different door. And so, you know, where one door closes, another window opens, and I climb through the window, and I'll tell you what, I've met some super people in the last year. You know, yourself and your family, Brett Wellman, Monty Stevie, Steve Gussert, Brandon Wren. I mean, the list is endless. The people up at Bartlesville have been great. They've had, you know, asked me to come back this year. And so, you know, I can't impress enough upon people that, you know, if you just do what you're supposed to do and follow God's plan, that he'll open the doors. And I'll tell you what, it's just a blessing to me and to my family to be able to do what I do. And, you know, it's everybody wants to be a rodeo clown. And I tell you what, I never thought I'd have this much fun and just be able to be a part of a family that is as big as rodeo is. But I'll tell you what, it's the experience for one time was incredible. But to be a part of it ongoing week to week is just, I don't know, you can't describe it.
You bet, man. All right, Kirk. Well, listen, stay in touch with us, man, and safe travels out there. And we will definitely see you down there more this year. Look forward to it.
All right, man. Tell your family I said hi, and we'll talk to you later. Thank you very
absolutely,
much.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Talk to you this morning.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Bye. All right, guys, that was Kirk Bullseye Davis. And I'm telling you, if you haven't seen him at a rodeo, you're certainly missing out. This guy will interact and certainly entertain the crowds out there and was a lot of fun to spend time with him and Jody this weekend as they stayed out there at the arena with us. We were able to sit back and cook out after the event and just really relax and talk a lot of rodeo. And, man, I'm telling you, what a better time. You know, there was really – I just don't know how we're going to have as good a time with everybody. What a way to kick off the 2012 season, you know, than right there in Guthrie, Oklahoma for the 89er days. Like I said, it was just one of those deals that just really came together. And doors open for a reason. It's all in coming together and working hard to put on such a fantastic event. And like I said, I truly believe that we impacted the sport this weekend between what Kirk Bullseye Davis did, myself, Bucky the Bull, the Making 8 Rodeo Network staff. I mean, you know, from Katie Bartlett to Frank to even the Maniacs to Emily being out there taking photos. And, you know, although she did get a little under the weather Saturday, man, I'm telling you, just everybody coming together, Brett Weldon, you know, the entire staff there at Circle A and Long Necker Bucking Bulls, everybody just really worked hard together to make this production and really impact the sport, and we were able to do that. Now, we've got to talk about the parade. You know, we haven't even really gotten into that, and you guys can see some of the photos, and I want to encourage you guys, go over, make sure you like the Bullseye the Rodeo Clown fan page. Make sure you like Bucky Bull page. You can find him there. It's B-U-C-K-E. B-U-L-L. If you guys search it up there on the top, you'll find his fan page. Make sure to go like it. Check out the photo albums. See some of the pictures, not only with the kids, but with the adults, too, how much fun they were having with Bullseye and with Bucky and the entire crew out there. I want to encourage you guys to come out there, take a look at them, and see how we're impacting these rodeos out there. And request, you know, I mean, spread the word. Tell people about us, because we want to get out there to rodeos near you. We want to get out there and spend time with you fans. That's what it's all about. I spent more time out there this weekend with the crowd. I know Bullseye did as well, just interacting, hanging out, spending time, and really just enjoying the family that we have in rodeo. And truly, that's what rodeo is a huge family. So we're going to take another short break here, fans. We still have PBR to talk about here as they were in Des Moines, Iowa. So make sure you stay tuned as we get things started here on a Monday work week right here on the Making 8 Morning Show on Making8Rodeo.com.
Howdy, rodeo fans. Maniacs and Buckaroos. Scott Misek here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Want to invite you all to go check out Making8Rodeo.com. With weekly radio shows such as Short Go Radio with our good friend Mike Anderson, Katie Bartlett, host of True Cowboy Radio, Bull Talk Hour with Greg McKinley, The Morning Coffee Show with five-time champion Rob Smet, and of course, the Making 8 Morning Show with yours truly. Also check out our live rodeo webcast. And Thursday night, we have Rodeo Chat right from Twitter. We have all of your rodeo information and Bucky the Bull too. So get a grip on rodeo with www.making8rodeo.com.
bet. Right here on the Making Eight Morning Show as we kick things off. And I got to tell you, what a way to start the work week as we kind of recap and talk about this weekend as we're at the 89er Days Rodeo there this weekend in Guthrie, Oklahoma. So now, getting down to some of the PBR action, we got to talk about the PBR this weekend as they were in Des Moines, Iowa. And I got to tell you, from the news and the notes that we caught this weekend, what a fantastic event. And you got to say, you got to tip your hat to a guy like Robinson Palermo. Now, this guy, you know, has really made a statement and come on strong this year. You know, he has worked so hard and had to endure some injuries, but he has bounced back in a big way. And I think that if anybody right now, with as hot as he is, continues that streak, you know, I think that he's going to be in the mix right there at the end. But like we said, you know, Robinson has had to undergo and deal with a lot of injuries. So what is that going to do? But I'm telling you, man, what an exciting weekend there in Des Moines. Now, you know, guys like LJ Jenkins, you know, we've been talking about this guy for weeks now. He has been riding consistent and just making an impact. And I think that LJ is certainly one of those front runners. Man, you know, so much, and so many of the guys have really stepped out this year, that and they've just been impressive. Chase Outlaw, you know, his first year, rookie year, coming up on the Built Ford Tough Series, this guy won down in Texas. He's placing in these events, and I mean, he's coming on strong. And I think that, you know, with, you know, even though the Brazilians are still, you know, You've got to at least make you've got to pick you know, Guilherme Marchi, Robinson Palermo, Valderon, Fabiano, who won last week. You know, those guys there are all front runners to be in the mix there at the end at the PBR World Finals. But when, you know, there's so many outside guys now. JB Mooney still recovering from his surgery on his hand, and you know, what is that going to do for him bouncing back? But you know, he's obviously been riding really well up until this point. LJ Jenkins, one of the most consistent bull riders out there right now. This guy is his riding percentage is up there. I really think that that LJ has a really good shot at being there in the mix. So you know, it's, man, I'm telling you, a lot of bull riding, a lot of excitement going on with the PBR and just what they're doing. So hopefully you guys are getting out to these events and supporting the PBR. I know the live event centers have been fantastic this year. I got to tip my hat to the PBR for putting together such great broadcasts. And, you know, for us that are out on the road, we're able to watch them online, you know, that's huge. That right there is fantastic. We got to talk about Asteroid, you know, another weekend for this bull, having a extraordinary weekend, 47.25 points, you know, this past weekend. He just keeps looking bigger and better. I mean, you know, he's definitely my pick for the bull of the year. I mean, hands down, this bull has dominated, has not been ridden. Although I Valderon did put it close, 5.29 seconds, I believe, last weekend. Is he going to get rode this weekend or this year? I don't know. But I'm telling you, that bull is just impressing the heck out of me. And I can expect to see that bull. I like I said, he is certainly my pick. Week in and week out, when you see him on the fantasy picks, you got to pick a bull like Asteroid because you know his points are going to be there. And I think just about everybody is. You know, it's just one of those deals where, you know, he is such a strong bull and really puts forth. I mean, he's so intelligent, too. And you don't give these bulls, a lot of people don't give these bulls enough credit. You know, they are such smart animals, and you got to tip your hat to the stock contractors that are breeding these bulls and making them such top quality. I enjoy watching Asteroid match up against anybody. week in and week out. So when we see him out there, and you got to tip your hat to Cody Lambert for picking him and inviting him to come down to these events, I think we're certainly going to see Asteroid there as Bull of the Year. That's just my opinion on it, but, I just don't think any other bull is as strong as him this year and has proven himself this year like Asteroid has. As far as the Bull Rider of the Year and who's going to win the World Championship, it is anybody's ballgame. I think that between the, the Guilherme Marchis and the Robinson Palermos, against the LJ Jenkins and Chase Outlaws, JB Mooney's, there's so much talent there. I cannot honestly pick who is going to be crowned world champion. Now, last year we saw Valderon, Silvano Alves have such strong years. We knew they were going to be front runners. It was a matter because of the Brazilian dominance last year. We had a feeling that it was going to be a Brazilian crowned as the world champion. But these guys are more than just Brazilians. They are bull riders, and they're all bull riders, and they've certainly proven themselves to be the best. I at this point in time, I cannot honestly say who is going to be the world champion. It's just anybody's ballgame. So, if you're looking to make picks or want to ask us who is going to be the pick for the world champion, I'm going to tell you, stay tuned to PBRnow.com through the remainder of the season, because I think it's just going to get bigger and the competition is going to get more heated. Another one that was really great to see back, Ben Jones. How about Ben Jones? Now, he finished 11th place, but I got to say it is great to see him back. Ended up, placing first or second one of the rounds, in the third round this weekend. And, man, how cool is it to see the Ben Jones boogie? He's back. And I hope that we see a lot more of him this season as well. We've missed him for these few weeks. I certainly hope that we see a lot more of Ben Jones out there, as he is still running strong and man, just enjoy it. A lot of guys, a lot of action going on out there, but, man, so overwhelmed this year, and this past weekend with what Making 8 Rodeo Network did. And, I got to tell you, we celebrated our 34th birthday, I myself did this weekend, and Friday, of course, was the birthday, and I didn't make a whole lot of mention to it there on Friday. Was kind of getting past it and just trying to get into the rodeo action, and we did get some time to spend, and I honestly, with the Making 8 family and my kids and Kelly being out there, I can honestly say that I don't think that I have had a better birthday than the one I celebrated this weekend with our Maniacs being there and Emily and, the entire staff, the crew that was out there, Katie Bartlett coming down, Brett, so many guys that have helped us along the way, Kirk Davis and Brendan Wren and those guys. To be able to sit back and celebrate another year and turning 34, man, it really couldn't have gotten any better. I just don't, I look back and I think, man, that has honestly got to be probably one of the best birthdays that I have ever had, at least in my adulthood. You're older. I just think that it was one of those deals. But I do want to take a minute to read you a card, and I'm going to try to get pictures of it, but this was a card that Emily gave us. Now, this really impacted me and means a whole lot, and we've got it posted here in the Making 8 Rodeo Studio in the RV, and we're going to keep it up here, I'm telling you, until, I'm going to work on getting it framed, because it really is just an awesome card that she had created, and this is kind of our cowboy logic for the day, too. This is what we're out here to do. But she put a really cute picture of myself riding a horse cowboy out here, and says wanted dead or alive, and the reward is an endless amount of Making Eight Rodeo Network. And I really thought that was cool. Like I said, you guys can stay tuned to our Facebook pages and our Twitter pages, and we'll post the pictures of it. But it says, your birthday is a reminder of the many things you do to make the people in your life so happy that you're you. For you bring such joy to others through your caring and your love, and you're just the kind of person that this world needs lots more of. And, you know, when I read that, I said, you know, man, my whole life I've set out to try to help others, and you know, we've kind of found our home here in rodeo, and we've kind of found what we want to do in life, and that is to impact others, you know, and show the positive side of things. And although we've had our share of ups and downs, but I can tell you that when we're at our lowest point, if it wasn't for fans like you guys tuning in right now on our Making Eight Morning Show, and you know, fans like Emily, who's traveled all the way from Minnesota to come down here and visit with us, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing. You know, we wouldn't be around to share and to impact. So, you know, although we're able to do some of the things that we're able to do, it's because of you guys that we're able to do it. And so I say thank you to each and every one of you guys that are supporting us, and ask you that you continue to do that. It truly has been a fantastic weekend, and what a way for us to start the 2012 season. And this is just the beginning, as we set to take off to Miami, Oklahoma this weekend. Now, we've got Friday and Saturday performances that we will be airing live on MakingEightRodeo.com. Just go on down to the Live Event Center, and it'll be under the G-Money Rodeo channel. So if you guys will be tuned in, you guys follow along the links that we'll be posting on Facebook and Twitter, and you guys can find them right there on MakingEightRodeo.com. And we will, you know, we're going to sit back and bring you guys some broadcasts, and I believe that they're going to be better than they were this week as we continue to work at it and to bring you guys the best entertainment. Bucky the Bull's going to be out there. We've got some great entertainers. We got Monty Stevie behind the microphone. And, you know, if you guys watched our broadcast from last year in Miami, I think this year's going to be even better. So definitely look forward to it, and send your shout-outs to G-Money Rodeo and thank them for bringing the Making Eight Rodeo Network there. You know, that's the reason why we're able to come back, because they see the impact. You know, they see you fans going over there and thanking them for having the Making Eight Rodeo Network there, and they appreciate that. And they want, you know, they want to bring us back because of you fans, because what you guys are doing and helping us. So continue to do that, and if you guys get a chance, if you guys felt like, you know, some of the things that we've done for you guys have impacted you, go down to MakingEightRodeo.com. Under the homepage, if you scroll over, you know, put the little mouse over it, you'll have a drop-down bar, and the guest book is there. And stop in a few minutes and just write a few words thanking us for what we do. Or if you'd like to see changes, if there's more things that you would like to have out there that'll help you guys and getting closer to the sport, let us know, you know. So please send us a message there on our guest book and sign it for us. Because we share that with these producers and these rodeo committees. You know, you guys are our references, you know. You guys are the reasons why we're out here doing this. You know, we're going to continue to keep showing you that we're here for you guys. It's not about the money for us. It's not about, you know, getting rich, because we're certainly not going to do that. We don't want to, you know. We want to make a comfortable living getting out here bringing you guys the rodeo action. And that's what we're going to do. It was like I said, it was so overwhelming. We've got a lot of cleaning up to do, though. I got to tell you, this RV was a mess. It was a rodeo mess this weekend. We had clothes and makeup from the girls, and I think Mulva had some makeup in here, and, you know, it was fantastic, though. So now as we get ready, I mean, it's all about getting ready for Miami, Oklahoma, and you guys can look forward to the broadcast and seeing Bucky the Bull out there and more pictures on our Facebook and Twitter pages and right there on making8rodeo.com. So that's going to wrap up our show here today, fans, and I want to thank you guys all for tuning in, and make sure to continue to keep checking us out and spread the word about us. Keep reposting our links out there, because, you know, that is our form of advertisement, letting these rodeo committees know and just how much we can impact, you know, these towns and these rodeos that we get out to. That's why we're here. That's why we're here, is reaching out to you fans and getting closer to you, and we definitely enjoy it. So on behalf of the Making 8 Rodeo Network crew, want to thank you guys for tuning in to the Making 8 Morning Show. Make sure to tune in the rest of this week, as we've got more shows coming your way, and don't forget to check out True Cowboy Radio, Morning Coffee with Rob Smets, Short Go Radio, and all of the other exciting action coming your way. So until Wednesday, rodeo fans, make sure to get a grip with Making8Rodeo.com.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Oh.